That was My Familiar, written by Travis Hammond. Yeah. Alright. Those were the two hits from the Catharsis album. Are there any more that you haven't heard? Well, there's that Best of Ipecac album. You might have listened to that. You might have not. I doubt you have, since you seem to detest Ipecac. You seem to hate it. And I guess that's only natural, because Ipecac is easily hated. I know what I can do for you. That's sort of nice. I've got a song. Haha. Yes, it's a new one. Hasn't been recorded yet. It's one of those precious three, the third of which I played for you as the first song on this tape. And the stupid drawer on this tape thing, oh, it shuts quite cooperatively after a little enforcement. I'm going to put you on this thing. It's called I Need a Little Help. The singing is awful, right? I recorded this, I think it was yesterday. And my dad says our music is rather okay, but the rest of it sucks cow manure. Actually, it doesn't. I have a slight problem. I'm such an idiot. I left that tape in the car, so forget that. That's in the car, and my parents are on a date, doing who knows what. I was really surprised when you said that the line, my life is a cloudy, is the water in my fish tank, and my fish are gonna die, that came from me. Now, I've said some pretty insightful things, but I never knew that came from me. That seems like something a poet would say. I probably was so drunk at the time, I don't remember, so it doesn't matter. No, actually, I haven't gotten drunk in a while. This is why Ipecac is not published, because of this awful voice. This awful singing voice. And a very stuttering brain. Here we go. My life is as cloudy as a fish in my fish tank, and my fish is not so cloudy, but his eyes are bulging and he's gonna die. Wonder what that implies. I wonder what that implies. Gonna yell real loud so you cannot escape. You can't even turn off the tape recorder because you'd have to get so close to it. It'll deafen your ear, so you're running away, and suddenly you throw a rock at the tape recorder and your little cousin laughs in delight because you missed. That wasn't me, it was Zippy, the dog across the gully. We have a gully that we have to drive up each day. Just a gully, just a little rut in the earth, right? It's a path. And we have to drive up our cars. They're not really cars. They're those little stomper toys. Those little trucks that are battery operated. You just stand on one of those, or at least walk beside it. That is how we get home from school. We walk beside a stomper bus. Well, actually, I am in a hyper mood, if you haven't noticed. I apologize for my hyper mood, because hyper mood is bad, bad, bad. I should be choked. Like we choke Woody when he's in a hyper mood. I apologize again. Honestly, I am honestly apologizing. I'm sure there's some song you want to hear that is recent, but I have my two best recent ones in my dad's car, and I'm only talking slow to impress all the wildflowers. That is my latest yodel practice. I have to go, five times a day, 42 hours a day, 57 hours a day, 123 hours a day, until I get it right. So you'll, I'm gonna do this next one really loud. So you better get away, get near the door, and you can't hear me because you turned it down. So you gotta turn it up a little bit. I promise you, I will not yodel very loud! That just destroyed my vocal cords. I am now talking with the voice of a three-year-old. I swear, I must have ripped something in my throat. It feels so bad, guy. Well, that's just a little dramatization. I know this is a really bum tape, and I know you really don't want to listen to this, and actually, even if it was music, you wouldn't listen to it, because music isn't all that great, especially coming from me, because I don't know what I'm doing. I'm nowhere near professional. And no, Ipecac, that's nasty. That is nasty. Ipecac! I'm shouting too much. I should really quiet down. Ipecac is not on the radio yet. You know why not? Because our songs are not good enough. To put it simply, they just ain't. And you're probably thinking, oh, I think they're great, Travis. Really swell.
Uh-huh.
No, I bet you're going to write in your letter, "Well, Travis, I skipped to the other side because I really didn't want to hear you make a fool of yourself. But then you told me to come back here and listen to the rest of the side, so I did, and it was pretty cool." Well, I have to tell you something, Kim. This isn't going to be pretty cool, all right? It's not. It's going to be dumb. Everything I do is dumb. It's all lower class. It's just dumb. Especially my music, which really reeks, except for our latest stuff. I guess that's okay.
My voice is quite dead.
My voice is quite dead, as I said 1 second ago. And you know what I said 2 seconds ago? I said, my voice is quite dead, as I said 1 second ago. And you know what I said 2 seconds ago? And you know what I said 2 seconds ago? Anyways, Kim, Kimberly, Kimmy, Kay, Red, Joy, Red, Joy. Oh yeah, I looked over all my lyrics that I've ever written. They're pretty rotten. How can you like some of those old songs? Like this year, something like, there was this girl, something like that. Some special to me, like, now I see her walking in the hall, she's not a lot prettier after all. Something. Oh, now I wish she'd talk to me. Her boyfriend comes, I let her be. Or something like that. Something really, you know, trivial. Those were bad lyrics. And what I'm writing now are bad lyrics, too. But still, they're a little less bad. They're like a slighter degree of bad. Please. I feel a song coming on. I really do. It's gonna sound pretty stupid, but it's not gonna be long. Please don't listen to what I said yesterday on the phone with you. It was a nice surprise, a nice thing for you to do. And this song does not do that phone call justice. Thanks so much for the phone call. This is really dumb, and that wasn't, but I'm stupid. I can't sing, so I better stop any day now. Church is okay. I'm glad that some people go to make the ministers feel wanted. And I'm sorry about that song called We're Heathen, We Don't Believe in God. I'm sorry, my voice is going. I'm really sorry. First, let me be a little non-serious. Okay, ready, go. Number one. My friend Chuan wasn't sounding too good there, was it? Number two, my voice is slurring, isn't it? Number three, my voice is still slurring, isn't it? Number four, my voice is still slurring, isn't it? Number five, my voice has stopped slurring, hasn't it? Alright, now it's time to be serious again. Do you really like this stuff? No, I can say it's crazy, yeah, that's right. Honestly, I do not enjoy listening to my tapes. Like this one, I do not enjoy listening to them again because I know what I'm going to say each time. Maybe you will enjoy listening to them more because you don't know what I'm going to say. I didn't do that. Honest. It was, this little statue of a hippopotamus I have in my room. Is my voice slurring? If it is, then just tell me, like, pinch my nose or something. I'll sing a lullaby really quick. Lullaby. Go to sleep, you better, or I'm gonna crack my voice. I didn't do that, it was Daffy, she burped. I'm not gonna sing it, I swear, I'm gonna stop right now. I didn't do that, it was Daffy, she burped. Anyways, John doesn't get that much male. Doesn't get that much females either, haha. That wasn't me, it was Daffy, she burped. That wasn't me, it was Woody, he farted. That was a helicopter shooting down Daffy. No, it wasn't. It was shooting down Woody. No, I'm kidding. It was me. It was me doing sound effects. Trying to sound real cool again. Bye. 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 Bye.